Hey guys, I'm Brian.
I'm Amanda.
And we're back at you with another episode of Utter Oddcast.
This week's theme, Pokemon Go.
Because Pokemon are going everywhere. I'm odd, you're odd, we're all odd. And this is the Utter Oddcast. So first, has everyone seen the video of the man falling in a pond while he's walking around at night trying to catch his Pokemon?
No, I haven't.
Well, you'll have to check this out. It's pretty hilarious. The guy's just walking around, and all of a sudden, you hear him fall in the pond, and then his phone goes in, and that's the end of the video.
That seems minor compared to these other stories.
Yeah, that was early on. It was probably like second or third day this stuff hit, which it's been, I guess, 2 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm. You've been playing.
Yeah, after it went nuts, I was like, okay, we gotta see what this is all about. We waited about a week.
No, you didn't wait that long. Maybe 5 days.
Yeah, but we don't have that many. In Baltimore, there's a video of, I'm gonna say a kid, because they don't say how old they are. Somebody was playing Pokemon in their car, driving, and hit a parked police car.
Murphy's Law, man. You're gonna if this is gonna happen, it's gonna be with a police car.
They do have a quote from the driver. That's what I get for playing this dumbest game. Then the cop goes on to say, pay attention to your surroundings. There are way too many people with their heads buried in their Pokemon. Guys, you should not drive and play it. When we were out, we saw a ton of people doing this. Kind of scary.
Kind of?
Yeah. And getting to the next story, if you haven't played this yet, you go out collecting what's mostly Pokeballs and whatever this other stuff's for. Haven't figured that out yet.
Potions and...
yeah, eggs such. And something, but a lot of these stops are at churches. I guess they... and the fire stations, too, but I guess they probably figured, oh, this is, you know, the safe places that you're not going to get too many weirdos harassing the people playing it. But anyway, in Connecticut, some kids were chasing their little Pokemon or whatever. It says they're men. Led to the St. Luke's Church in Westport, Connecticut.
In the prayer garden?
Yeah, they found a naked woman ripping apart the grounds. Now, it doesn't say she was playing Pokemon. I'm assuming she wasn't. Anyway, the woman threw a statue of the Virgin Mary onto the ground, pulled lights out of the garden, turned over benches, threw garbage from her car into the pond. And that pond was a bad... baptismal pond. So the lady was 40 years old. They committed her to the mental hospital for evaluation. Guess that's better than the folks that, I don't have that story in here, but early on they ran across a dead body somewhere, like in a field or something.
Mm-hmm. I think they found one in water somewhere too. It's happened more than once now.
Yeah. More dangerous than that, though?
Wow. So
Bosnia.
Bosnia. It has to be. So in Bosnia, a demining charity issued a warning after hearing reports of Pokemon Go users venturing into risky areas. At least 600 people were killed in landmine accidents since the end of the war in 1995, and there are still like 120,000 of them that they haven't found yet.
120,000 mines still out there.
How, you can't even just take a stroll and be safe. So, obviously, this has raised concerns for the Pokemon Go players. There have been numerous incidents and accidents involving the gamers. So they received information that some of the Pokemon Go app users in Bosnia were going to places which are a risk for mines in search of Pokemon. Citizens are urged not to do so and respect the signs. Can you imagine? Hey, look, let me throw this Pokeball. Boom. Gone. Yeah,
you hear the click.
That's awful.
Yeah. So there are countries, though, that are like, forget this Pokemon Go, we're banning this sucker. So all kinds of conspiracy theories going around.
Oh, gosh.
Well, first, Saudi Arabia.
What?
Saudi Arabia.
There you go.
Saudi.
Saudi Arabia.
Over there are the people with a bunch of oil in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw a story right before we started recording that they're refuting this claim, but anyway, fatwa, I guess that's how you say it, basically their religious law over there, Islamic law, says, I guess back in, it says back as far as 2001, they banned Pokemons and other games. So apparently they're banning the Pokemon Go, but then there's disputes to that. Then we head over to Egypt. July 14th, they forbid it over there as well. Says the game negatively influences the mind and harms the player or others without being aware of that. People become obsessive, neglecting their obligations at work and worship.
They do have a point.
Yeah, so
people are becoming obsessive.
Well, yeah, like when you're running into minefields.
Mm-hmm. Or ponds.
Hey, yay, Pokemon!
Russia. I see a theme here. So, in Russia, they feel like Pokemon Go resembles Western intelligence agencies and the devil himself. Have you found any devils when you've been out searching for Pokemon?
No, we found one that was like some spirit thing.
Sure what it was, but you know that it's just going to lead straight to the devil from there.
We got the Pokemon Encyclopedia, and you're going to need to look through there and see if the devil's in it.
Oh.
I don't think he is.
Maybe you haven't read all the way through.
If they're playing, you know, a different version of this game, maybe. But
they have the feeling that the devil has arrived through this mechanism, and he's simply trying to ruin us spiritually from within.
Those American devils.
Well, they didn't say American devils. Oh. It was Western intelligence agencies and the devil. The devil, not America.
I'll give devil. Them the security concerns, and we'll get into that here in a little bit, too. But the devil, I'm going to say no. Devil didn't do everything, mama. Indonesia. The island of Bali has prohibited public officials from using the augmented reality game. It says if they jump on the Pokemon bandwagon, then there's no need for them to ever come back to the office again.
I like it. It's clear. It's specific.
Does that mean like they're going to have so much fun playing the game or that they're fired?
I mean, I don't know what all's going on over there in Bali, but I would think that it's a beautiful island from what I've seen. Why would you want to stare at your phone and try to find Pokemon? You can just like, sit on the outside, beach.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to do that in the middle of the day looking at your phone. You can't see much.
Mm-hmm. Well, if their public officials are paid by the tax dollars, then I'd be pretty ticked if people were playing Pokemon on my dollar.
Australia. Australian authorities have declared that iOS collecting Pokemon is not a legal defense for people charged with trespassing.
For those budding Pokemon trainers out there, using Pokemon Go whilst the Darwin Police Station may feature as a Pokestop, please be advised that you don't actually have to step inside in order to gain the Pokeballs. So they're walking into the police station, not just somebody's yard.
And if this police station's called Darwin is excellent.
Well, yeah. Just weed themselves out.
In the Portugal. The Portuguese police have warned Pokemon trainers not to hunt Pokemons while driving, since it's too hard to do two things at once. Don't go hunting alone. Don't enter private property. It's a crime. For you those that aren't sure what we're talking about, Pokemon trainers are what they call the game players. Apparently you train them by catching them, I guess. I don't know, but they're your pets. What was that game used to be called? The Digipets or whatever the heck it was.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yep, it goes way back, yeah. Apparently Belarus has similar problems to Bosnia. They have a lot of minefields out there as well. So that's one thing they don't want you to be catching while you're out Pokemon hunting.
Yeah. Stay away from the minefield, kids. And probably adults, too.
I have a feeling there are a huge number of adults playing this, too. Yeah. Since the card games were out when we were kids.
Now, Turkey, there's a bunch of issues going on in Turkey right now. Everyone probably has heard about the coup. I'd hope you paid that much attention to the news. But anyway, Pokemon Go undermines the prominence and significance of mosques, which are the most beautiful worship places in Islam. I want it to be banned in Turkey. This was the guy that was head of the union, which...
Oh, because some of the game's Pokestops and gyms are located within mosques, which is like what people are doing here in the churches, so...
Yeah, some of the churches were getting upset, and then... What museums was it? It was like the Holocaust Museum, maybe? There were some museums that...
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. Now, to the privacy concerns I mentioned, Germany.
I think Pokemon Go is the least of Germany's worries right now.
Yeah, well, Germany, if they don't get their terms of service fixed on the Pokemon Go by August 9th, they're suing, I guess, Nintendo and Niantic, the folks that make the game. Which, I mean, if you looked at what they can do, I mean, there are tons of apps. This isn't just Pokemon Go collecting all this data. Heck, Google. Can you imagine what Google knows about you? They run your whole phone. They read your email. I mean, look, you go look at ads. They pop up ads of stuff that only shows up in your email. So, yes, there may be security concerns there. But if you're using Android or even Apple, that same stuff is there in every platform. So here's a funny one. Guy quits his job to play Pokemon Go all day. Gets offered a new job with a gaming company.
Well, not everyone's going to be that lucky.
Yes, I don't want to tell my boys about this.
No. He quit his job as a barista to become a full-time Pokemon hunter. It was the best career move he ever made.
Yes, apparently there's a company that is hiring people to be full-time Pokemon Go instructors. But you need someone to teach people how to play Pokemon Go. Wow.
America.
Yeah, and this guy was from down under.
Oh.
Says his job is in Auckland, New Zealand. So then, as far as the safety issues, real life safety issues, so folks have been getting robbed while they're out playing Pokemon Go, not paying attention. Says Raymond Levine and Michael Drake appeared in court after they were arrested for robbing a dude at knife point that was playing Pokemon. The guy said, "I was playing Pokemon and walking around a little bit aimlessly. They pulled a knife out, not on me at that point, just threatening me, and told me to sit down. At that point in time, I handed over the phone because they asked for it. I was hoping they would hand it back. I wasn't so lucky." So they eventually put the knife to his neck, took his wallet. He managed to get it all back. Because he went down to the McDonald's and contacted police. Which I don't have the McDonald's story in here, but I guess they still haven't launched this in, was it Japan, I think. But McDonald's is signed on there as being like all the Pokestops everywhere.
Oh, well, that's tons then.
Yeah, so that's put a little delay on it coming out, and people are getting a little ticked over there because they don't have their Pokemon yet.
Well, I imagine.
Here's one. This kid had it way worse than the knife guy. He got shot and killed. It says Gerson Lopez de Leon, 18, of Guatemala, was playing a game with his 17-year-old cousin, and his cousin was wounded too. It says they decided to break into a house. But then it says other reports that he was killed in an ambush while walking along the streets. So, I guess it depends who you talk to, but don't go out in the middle of the night catching Pokemon, especially in questionable areas. And if they really did break into somebody's house, don't do that.
You're also at risk for, when you play this game, to fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
I guess that's happened too. Oh my goodness. People, look up, for crying out loud. Oh, well, this has got to be my favorite. Great news, everybody. The world is getting its first Pokemon Go dating service.
If Match.com didn't work for you...
Why don't we take it a step down?
Try Pokedates.
Pokedates. Answer a few questions about what you're looking for in a partner and fill in a schedule when you're free to go roaming for Pokemon. So you can pair up with somebody and go hunting together and just fall in love while you're catching your Weedle or Squirtle or any other number of questionable names for these characters.
We have a lot of rat-ta-ta-ta things.
I don't like the way it looks at you when it's on the screen. It
tries to bite me.
It makes me want to...
It concerns me that around here we have so many rats.
Yeah, that is a bit alarming.
Because, you know, I've been joking that you always see the dogs barking at stuff that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Now with this, we know what is there.
Mm-hmm.
They're barking at the Pokemons.
One other thing to mention for the Pokedates is people are matched by human employees instead of relying on computer algorithms. So
that's
kind of cool.
They're paying people that quit their jobs to hook people up.
No. Huh? Those people's jobs are to hook people up who sign up for Pokedates.
So I'll be curious to see how big this is here in 2 weeks and if there's going to be people all over Gen Con doing this.
Oh, I didn't even think about how that's going to be at Gen Con. I mean,
we're going to have like 60,000 people at least here.
I mean, you got enough trouble just walking around when you are looking up and not at your phone. Oh, gosh.
So you're going to have Chewbacca at the mall downtown chasing Pokemon.
Okay.
Slave Leia.
Keep
Bubba
talking.
Fett.
You're selling me on it now. Now, here's the question. How many people do you think at Gen Con will be in Pokemon costumes?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard telling because the card game has, you know, it's waned off quite a bit. And at Gen Con, there's some, you know, video gamers, not a whole lot, but everybody's got a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, most of these folks probably played Pokemon at some point.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. I'll be sure to get that for you.
We might have to get some little foam balls and paint them up like Pokeballs and just throw them at people.
Oh my gosh. Let's go to Michael's tomorrow.
All right. It's a date. That's what we do on a Friday night, guys. We're an exciting couple.
Get the red paint. Hey, they got paint on sale at Michael's. $2 a tube.
Awesome.
Get red and white, a bunch of little styrofoam balls, paint them up.
We can put all the kids to work. We got a little army over here.
Sweet. Come get your Gen Con Pokeballs.
Hey, we could sort of do our own little version of it, paint it up like the Naptown Buzz logo.
Yeah. So follow us either here over on Naptown Buzz, see what we do with the Pokeballs. This is probably my favorite one here.
A young woman ended up stuck in a tree in a cemetery in New Jersey and had to call 911 to be rescued. That's so embarrassing. The woman, who police described as a young adult, climbed a tree inside Eglinton Cemetery to catch a Pokemon. And when she couldn't get down, she called 911 and reluctantly admitted, when rescuers talked to her, that she'd been playing the game. The township's fire chief said she was a bit embarrassed at that point. They used a ladder to get her down and didn't embarrass her any further by releasing her name. Those are some nice people.
Yeah, she was probably under 18, I'm guessing.
Well,
did they get the ladder or whatever, like they do the cats?
Yeah, rescuers use a ladder. So she ended up being their public safety message of the day. Gosh, they they were asking people to think more about their safety when playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, so the girl's lucky that, you know, her phone didn't die while she was out playing this.
Yeah, she was able to call 911.
Like, she's up top there and her phone dies. She can't call anyone either, and she's stuck in the cemetery.
At least it's quiet.
The ghost Pokemon come about.
Aren't there different ones that come out at night?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yep.
I don't stay up that late, so, and I haven't played it.
Like that first night we saw all of them at the fire station down here.
Yeah, when we didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, this is what, Saturday, Sunday? I think it was Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
After the game was released, we're like, what the heck is going on?
Yep. Then we figured it out. I mean, this is nice and all. Oh, look, people are outside and walking around. And, yeah, they're still not interacting with each other.
Yeah. You guys should have started this at the start of summer break, not when we're going right back to school.
Right.
Anyway.
This one's kind of cute.
For those of you on the Tumblr, all you cool kids, there's a blog on Tumblr called Zookeeper Problems. They put up a bunch of pictures at some zoo where they took the actual animals and turned them into the little, whatever you want to call it, the character thing with, you know, CP, whatever, and the info about it after you catch them. So they made up signs around this zoo that look like the Pokemon for, you know, flamingos or lions or whatever else they have. Sure, the kids will be into that. And then finally, guys, August 1st, you might not be able to play Pokemon Go anymore.
No!
The very scary group of hackers known as Poodle Corp are threatening to take down the servers.
How can anyone take them seriously with a name like Poodle Corp?
Yeah, come on now. Now they're going to do a denial of service attack, which that could easily take it down. Those suck. But with as many people using this thing, that would have to be a pretty big denial of service attack, because I can't imagine how many servers they got, you know, redundant servers for everything on this, because how many million people was it? It was, I think they said it surpassed Twitter's usage now.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that aren't into the whole tech side of, you know, how all these services work, so I'll just let you know it is very well planned out. They could take it down, that's for sure, but it'll take a lot of power to do so. And the servers have been going down without these folks messing around, so. That's it. That's our Pokemon Go edition of Utter Oddcast. I'm sure we'll have some more of these stories pop up here over the next few weeks, but we'll get a regular Utter Oddcast episode out to you, too, but there were just so many of these stories that it was enough for a whole episode for you guys. So we'll see you again before too long. You've been listening to Utter Oddcast. Check us out on the web, utteroddcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at Utter Oddcast. Send us some snail mail, Surge Bucket Media, P.O. Box 39178, Indianapolis, Indiana 46239. Now go be odd.